It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, everybody. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm today's host. Guys, before we go into the topics for today, I just want to say a special shout out to everybody who has come on the air with us, who has been a part of our program, and especially for the listeners, everybody who tunes in every single weekend. Guys, this show is becoming really hot. It's becoming popular. There's so many people talking about it. And I just want to say, guys, I do enjoy what I do. You know, having different people from Fairbanks, from all around Alaska, they come on the show, they talk about their experiences, and it's so educational. It's so important to know who's around here. You know, what goes on? Why are buildings getting built? Why are they getting torn down? You know, just tips and bits. And there's so much information that goes on in this show. It helps all kinds of people. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to educate our listeners. Whether or not you do purchase a service or a product from us or not, it's always important to be informed about what's going on around the state. When it comes to backup needs, when it comes to off-grid, on-grid, there's so much information. It's free. All you got to do is just tune in on the weekends, and we got you. Guys, today I want to focus on talking about generators. Yep, in Building Alaska, we do talk a lot about backup systems. And so we're going to cover a number of things with generators. And so I do want to talk about what to expect, you know, what to keep in mind. And before you purchase, guys, this is huge. You know, when you go look at a generator, right, you have two different kinds. Your two basic ones that you get is either going to be a standby or a portable. You know, the bigger that, you know, the building is, the bigger the house, or, you know, the more that you want to back up, of course, you're going to go with larger size gen sets. But, you know, when you're looking at buying a generator, I want to give you guys a breakdown of what to expect, right? Because a lot of people, they see all these brands, there's so much out there, and a lot of people don't know where to begin. So let me give you guys a little bit of a breakdown on what to expect, what to think about, what to consider to make your choices a lot easier. If you don't know anything about generators, this is perfect. And if you know a lot, this is even better. It's just a refresher. But when it comes to generators, you guys, you have to understand what you're using it for. Okay, so if you go to your local hardware store, if you go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's, you go to, AIH, you go anywhere where there's a generator for sale, they're going to have tons of different options. And so, you know, don't get discouraged if you don't know which one to pick. It's actually pretty easy. You know, number one, I personally would look for the best reviews about that specific generator. For example, if you find yourself a Honda, a Yamaha, and it's on a good price, you know, it's at a good price, it's on sale, and, you know, it's what you need, look it up, okay? There's only so much time that we have on the show, and I can't really go into too much detail. But guys, if you look at these reputable names, right, Honda, Generac, Yamaha, you look at all these big brands, okay? It's important to understand what you're getting, okay? Every single generator typically works the same way, but each generator is special in its own way. So number one is I would do my research, right? Find out which ones are the most sold, which ones have the most, returns, which ones have, you know, which ones break down faster. Here's another big one is how many hours can I get on a generator before it becomes a problem, okay? Portable generators, there's a lot more that goes wrong because they're not really built for long term. They're there for emergency, right? So if you're out, you know, in the boonies, you're taking your sled, you're taking your ATV, you're side by side, you're going camping, you're going fishing, you're going hunting, and you just need a little bit of power, those are perfect. They're great. You know, they don't take up too much space. They don't burn as much fuel, and it does get the job done. But it's important to understand because, guys, everything costs money. And the last thing that anybody wants to experience is what? Losing out on something. And when we buy something and we expect it to last a very long time and it doesn't do what we expected, it becomes very discouraging. It's uncomfortable. You get stressed out. You've dumped already so much money into this thing when you first purchased it and with the maintenance, and now it's got this problem. You know, do I send it back to get warranty work? Is there a dealer in town who can fix them? There's so much that goes behind it. But guys, let me give you guys a thorough breakdown. If you're looking for a generator, how to get it, okay? This is important to know, so that way it will make your experience easier, and that way it will answer your questions before you actually put your money down. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and we're talking about how to pick your generator. So, guys, when you look at a generator, you have to understand what it's for. Okay, are you going on a short little trip? Or, you know, do you have a little pull behind a camper? Do you have an RV? Do you have a little pickup truck with a camper that sits inside of the bed? So for, you know, small applications like that, you know, a portable generator will work perfect, right? So when it comes to picking out the generator, guys, it does require a little bit of homework, okay? So look at what you're going to be using it for, right? So is it going to be for a coffee maker? Is it going to be for a electric grill? Is it going to be to charge your phones? Is it to have, you know, power for your computer? Is it for your refrigerator? Is it for, you know, to power up some lights? What do you have that requires electricity? And so if you have a small camper, guys, go through it. It's always important to know what's inside of your unit. So a lot of people, when they go in and purchase a trailer, an RV, a lot of people do research because it's not a cheap investment. You know, it's something that you really want to take your time. You want to know what you're getting. You walk through it and understand what you're getting for your money. And so if you have LED lights, you know, LED lights, of course, don't really require much electricity, right? They're very efficient. They're very long lasting. But when it comes to bigger things like, you know, refrigerators, freezers, especially for people who go down to Valdez, they go down south and they, you know, bring up all these fish. They got to have refrigerators. They got to have coolers. It's a long drive. You know, it just depends on where you go, of course. But look at what you have inside of your camper, inside of your RV, inside of your trailer, whatever it is that requires electricity, find out what those things are. So, of course, the bigger the appliance, the more it's going to draw, the more it's going to call for. And so I want to get this out of the way. Guys, there's a lot of people who are like, you know what? I just need a Honda 2000 because it'll take care of everything. Honda 2000s are great, guys. Hondas, they do amazing. But they will only be amazing if they were used properly. And so what I mean by that is a lot of people are like, well, I heard that this Honda generator is just amazing. It's got great reviews. It's got this, it's got that. But what do you think is going to happen when you start plugging things into that generator and it's actually more than what the generator can put out, right? So the homework that you got to do is find out if you got an appliance, how big of, you know, a system do you got, whether it's a computer, whether it's a refrigerator, whether it's, you know, lights, it's a, you know, whatever it is, find out what they call what's, you know, what the wattage is for each unit. So the bigger units are obviously going to draw a little bit more power. So when you start plugging things in, some of you guys might have already noticed that, you know, you plug in a little refrigerator and you plug in a coffee maker, you plug in a TV, and you start to hear the generator act a little bit funny, but it's still running. You want to be very careful. Okay, guys, the way a generator works is that once it starts, okay, it has to get to a specific point before it can actually start, you know, providing power. And every time that you plug something in, let's say it's a refrigerator may not take a lot, but when you start plugging things afterwards, like let's say you plug in a refrigerator, you might hear the generator bog down just a little bit, just not enough, but just a little bit. And then it just stabilizes, which is good. It's at, you know, the right RPMs, the right hertz, everything is where it's supposed to be. And let's say you plug in a freezer. You might hear it drop down a little bit more, just bogs down a little bit more, and it stabilizes. And you start plugging more things and more things, and you start to hear this generator just screaming for its life. A lot of people, they keep doing this because they say, well, I mean, you know, it's working. It's worked for us for all these years. So it might work in a moment, but you got to understand that there are internal parts that are getting abused, okay? If that generator is not going to be large enough to handle the draw, because everything that you plug in, it's going to have some sort of draw. And a lot of people don't account for these things. They're like, oh, well, this refrigerator has got, you know, it's just, I'm going to throw a number, 200 watts. This generator can put 2,000 watts out. So it should be enough. Well, there's going to be a little bit more than that because you got to consider the draw, right? So every appliance that you plug in, every large item that you plug in, there's going to be a little bit of a draw. And so if you start plugging things in quickly, you might overload that generator, okay? Guys, there's so many little parts inside of each generator, okay? Those compact little portable generators, that the more you put abuse on those things, remember, guys, it's a small unit. Those portable generators are pretty small. And they're not really built for abuse. They're built to last for what they, you know, their output, right? So if it's a 2000 watt generator, make sure that what you're plugging in is going to be, you know, right under that. You don't want to just maximize your generator and hope and pray to God that it's going to last you for many years. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm today's host, and we're talking about how to pick a generator, okay, specifically when it comes to portable generators. And then we'll go ahead and we'll move up to the larger generators and so on and so forth. But guys, remember, when you go pick a generator, first find out what brands are reputable, right? Find out which brand sits at the top of the list. Find out the reviews. Do people like them? Do they hate them? Why do the people return them? Is it because they're burning up? Is it because people are overloading them? Is it because it's not able to last long under specific loads? Guys, I know it's not really a good feeling to have to go and do this research where you could just go online and just be like, hey, I want the best of the best, and I want, you know, this, I want that. And then when you get it, you have no idea what you're getting. It's important to understand what you're getting for your money. So number one, remember, do your research and find out which generators are reputable, okay? Find out which ones stay at the top of the list and work your way, okay? Work your way from there. So once you find, let's just say it's a Honda or a Generac or a Yamaha, whatever it is that you see that it sits at the top of the chain, then look at what you're trying to power. Okay, so let's just say, hypothetically, let's say it's a Honda or Generac or whatever, and it's a 2,000 watt, okay? So it's a 2kW generator. Find the next step for you is to find out what you're going to be powering, right? So is it one refrigerator? Is it two? And on each unit, anything that pulls electricity has to have a tag to let you know what, you know, how big the unit is and what, you know, what is the draw, right? What, you know, how many watts is it? Is it a LED bulb, you know, 30 watts, 20 watts, 5 watts, whatever it is, and start calculating. And then when you finally get everything that you want to power and you look at this chart, right? So you see all your appliances, you see all your things that you want to plug in to provide electricity from the generator, and calculate. So look at the back of everything that you're plugging in and find out what the wattage is for each unit. So once you get that down, at least once you get that all figured out, you'll be able to calculate how many watts you're actually going to need for the generator to push out. So if it's passing that 2000 watts, now you know, hey, 2kW is not going to work out for me. I need a little bit bigger, okay? So I hope that's a little bit easier for you guys to understand on how to pick out a generator. But my recommendation is, guys, if you are just right under the two kilowatt generator, and, you know, let's say that with the draw and with the, you know, the wattage per unit or per whatever you're plugging in, it's under the 2,000 watt, you know, mark. Guys, I would go with the next one up. Okay, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to spend that kind of money. Guys, it's worth it. It's always better with a generator or any kind of backup system. It's always better to have a little bit more than not enough. Okay, it's better. Yeah, you might spend a little bit more, but guys, guess what? You're not going to have to go back and go buy a bigger one, or you don't need to go buy a separate one, another one, just because you didn't account for, you know, XYZ, whatever it was that you're trying to power. Guys, because once you see what a generator can do, you're going to get a little bit carried away sometimes. How much more can I plug in? What else can we bring on this trip? What could we add on? And it just starts to accumulate. Okay, guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and we're talking about how to select your generator. Specifically, we're talking about these little portable ones. Now, before we go to the standby ones, I want to just touch up a little bit about the other kind of generators that there are to offer. Guys, some people don't want to carry out fuel. They don't want to go have to worry about, you know, how many gas tanks can we fit in the back of the truck? How many campers or how many, you know, gallons of gasoline can we fit inside of the camper? Not everybody wants to bring all this fuel. So what is the alternative to a generator that doesn't require fuel? Well, they got the generator batteries. Okay, and so what they are is there's tons of companies, guys. You guys can find them online. You can find them here at Gen Solar at 29 College Road, Suite 14. You can't miss us. We're right there in the corner. We sell EcoFlow products. We sell all kinds of other products that are batteries. And so the difference between a generator that runs off of gasoline or diesel, it's a generator that has a battery storage in it. And so it could take a charge from a generator. It could take a charge from solar. It could take a charge from plugging it into your vehicle. You could plug it into an outlet, you know, into your home and charge it up and have, you know, stored energy. That way there's no emissions. There's no moving parts. All you got to do is plug in, turn it on, and that's it. So there are other options if you don't want ones, if you don't want a portable generator that's running off of fuel. So EcoFlow makes amazing units. Guys, if you guys are looking for any of those, come visit us, 29 College Road. Guys, the next topic we're going to talk about is how to select a standby. These are the larger generators that you see that are plugged into homes that take care of entire houses all at once or businesses. We're going to cut to a short break, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue this.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Gen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Today's host, guys, we're going to get right back into it. So before the break, we were talking about how to pick out your portable generator. We talked about, you know, number one, find out a reputable brand name. Okay. Number two, find out what it is that you're trying to power. If you're going camping, going fishing, you're going hunting, if it's at your house, if you're powering something up in your greenhouse, look at everything that you're plugging in, find a sticker on that unit, and find out what the rating is as far as the watts, right? The last thing that you want to do is buy a generator that is undersized, okay? It does not end well, I promise you. Guys, I used to work at Costco a while ago, and one of the biggest things that we've seen with generators that were returned is that they were on fire. They return them. Costco has that policy. Well, they'll take it back. And so if you guys understand what happens with electricity, when a generator is overloaded, you're gonna expect some sparks. You're gonna expect some fire, and you're gonna expect things to start melting. And when I used to work at Costco, I would always be curious. I'm like, man, why are there so many generators being returned? Well, people would overload them. They would plug so many things in there. So what happens? Okay, what happens? Why would a generator catch fire? Okay, when you plug in enough whatever it is that you're plugging in and it exceeds the power of the output that the generator is going to, you know, put out, what's going to happen? You overload that generator, voltage is going to drop, amperage is going to go through the roof. Heat, guys, heat is going to go through those wires. It's going to burn up everything in its path. This goes for any kind of generator. You overload any generator, you're going to have some serious problems. And the last thing that you want to do is to have a fire on a generator. Why? Not only are you going to most likely lose your warranty if you don't get it through Costco, of course, but also what's going to happen is consider that there's fuel in there. So what do you think is going to happen when there's a fire on the generator because you overloaded it and it starts to melt all the plastic, all the little fittings, all the, you know, the enclosure? When it gets to that tank, and I take ruptures, guys, it is not a fun or funny experience. Okay? A lot of people put them right next to their mobile homes. They put them right next to their campers. Sometimes they'll run them in their garage, you know, facing the exhaust out, which is, I wouldn't recommend doing that. But can you imagine if that thing went up in flames? How much time do you think you would have before it becomes catastrophic? So I'm not trying to scare anybody, but it's important to consider these things, right? It could cost you a lot more in the end if you don't do it right the first time. Okay, so number one, find a reputable company. Go online, do some research. Which brands are the best for portable? Okay, I like Generac. Generac has been always good to us. I like Honda. You know, there are some Yamaha ones out there that are pretty good. But of course, guys, you want to make sure that you know what you're getting. Number two is find out what you're trying to power. Remember, if you guys are undersizing your generator, you're not going to like what's going to happen. Okay, so it's very important to understand what you're getting yourself into. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. We're talking about how to pick your portable generator. Guys, if you don't want a portable generator that it's running off of fuel, you can go through EcoFloat. There are other brands, Anchor. You guys, there's so many brands out there that provide a battery storage generator. Okay, so you could take a charge from a solar panel, so you don't have to carry fuel. You could keep the unit inside. You can sleep right next to it. It will not catch fire. It will, it doesn't have any moving parts. There's no emissions. There's no filling up. You just got to make sure that you have either a solar panel, or if you are just going on a short trip, make sure it's charged before you leave and put it inside of your vehicle and, you know, plug in whatever it is that you need. Or you can keep it plugged into your vehicle. Your cigarette lighter or the cigarette burner, you know, yeah, it's going to take a little bit longer to charge, but there's multiple ways to charge those batteries. So if you guys are looking for either a fuel or a generator that has a battery bank in there, guys, do some research. EcoFloat is amazing with their products, guys. That's why we sell them. That's why we sell them here at Gen Solar, is because they become, you know, such a hot hit that there's tons of people who rave about them. People are having amazing experiences. They don't want to carry around fuel. They don't want to have to do maintenance. They don't want to have to do any of that stuff. And of course, just like everything else nowadays, you can get it, you know, hooked up to your phone. There's an app that can tell you, hey, when to start inspecting it, what your charge rates are, if there are any updates that you can, you know, download from the network, you know, to clean up the firmware, if there's any bugs in there. Guys, it's so easy. It's a plug and play for EcoFloat, and they got tons and tons and tons of different options. They have sizes for everything that you could ever dream to ever use, from camping, fishing, hunting, all the way to residential. You could build these units up to 90 kW. So there's tons that you could do with EcoFloat. That's if you don't want to go with a generator that's running off of fuel. Guys, now we're going to talk about sizing up your home. Okay, so let me give you guys a little bit of a breakdown on what the biggest differences are from having a portable generator to having a full standby generator for your home. Guys, I can tell you guys a bunch of horror stories, okay? There are so many people out there who buy a really easy, cheap, you know, lightweight portable generator, and they, you know, sometimes they, I don't know how, but it's scary how they wire up these generators. And so they'll, you know, probably have it for, you know, their main circuits, right? To have one for their boiler, have one for the well pump, you know, whatever it is. But a lot of people don't do it right. The way that people, you know, pull wires and how they hook up these little portable generators to run, you know, these few circuits when there's a power outage, it's scary. So guys, before you do anything, make sure you do your research. Make sure you're being safe. You know, have protective gear if you need, safety glasses, gloves. Be very careful when it comes time to wiring up generators to certain circuits. You want to really know what you're doing, guys. Okay, the last thing you want to do is touch something and that's it. You lose your hand, you lose your face, you lose a limb. There's a bunch of stories online with people when they go and they install these generators and they isolate specific circuits. That way they can strictly run them off so that they don't have to do the whole house. So the biggest difference between a portable generator and a full standby generator is that when you go, this is what it looks like, okay? Let's say that you're the kind of person where you're like, look, I don't want to ever have to take out a portable generator and flip switches on and off, and I don't even have time for that. I don't want to be pulling stuff out. I don't want to be pulling the generator cord to get it turned on. I don't want to have to wait. I don't want any of that stuff. I want a system. I want a generator that's going to take care of my entire house. Guys, you're in luck. Generac makes the best of the best. They're at the top of the food chain when it comes to these standby generators. And they're always going to be there, and they're going to continue to stay there. Guys, at Gen Solar, that's what we do. We install Generac generators, home standbys. They run off of either liquid propane or natural gas. They're set up for both. So let's say that you get a liquid propane one, get yourself a tank, and natural gas comes to your neighborhood and you want to get rid of the tank, you can always swap over. It's a really easy conversion. So guys, with these ones, what's going to happen is it's all automatic. What does that mean? When your house loses power, generator is going to receive a signal within 15 seconds. It's going to start up the generator. It's going to get to peak power. And once it gets to peak power, it will automatically transfer through the transfer switch. So that way your generator will start powering up your entire house. Now, how do you get the size of the generator? Well, when it comes to Generac, we go by the book. Why? Because we want to make sure that the dealer, the installer, and the homeowner are all protected, and of course, the property. So what we do is we sit down with our customers. We talk about what size is your house? What kind of appliances do you have in there? Do you have electric vehicle chargers? Do you have hot tubs? Do you have this? Do you have that? And the whole purpose for a standby generator is to be automatic so that at any given point, whether you're in or out of the country, that your generator is going to start up no matter what's going on in the house, that it'll be able to handle the full load. And so what we do is we talk about everything that's going on in the house, find out square footage, you talk about what appliances you have in there. Guys, because these things are supposed to be, sized up to the worst case scenario. I don't know how many times I have this with customers. I don't need a generator that big. I understand that. Okay. I wouldn't want one that big either. But can you imagine it takes that one time, that worst case scenario to take place? Let's say that you're having a party. Let's say that you have your friends, you have your family members that came from the lower 48 to visit you. You guys got the TV on, you guys got the dishwasher on, you guys got the, your dryer, your washing machine, your boiler's working, the lights are all on, you're turning on your stove. There's so much going on. And if your generator is undersized and the power goes out, what do you think is going to happen when the power tries to transfer over, when the generator gets to peak power and tries to transfer it over? If it's not big enough to handle the draw for all of those appliances and for everything that you have that's running off electricity, voltage is going to drop, amperage is going to go up, and fires start. Your generator might blow, your panel might blow, there could be a house fire. That's not something that you want to play around with. Okay? Be very careful. Be very, very careful. If somebody comes out and they're giving you an estimate and they're like, hey, look, this is what your house calls for, ask them questions. If for you it doesn't make sense why you need such a large generator, ask them questions. They should be able to answer those for you. I'll tell you why we do that is because we always size up to the worst case scenario. The last thing that we want is for somebody to invest such a large amount of money into a system that it's supposed to give them the ultimate peace of mind, only to find out that it's not going to be that way. Okay, so the home standby generator, once it receives a signal that there's a power outage, it will turn itself on, it will get to peak power, and once it gets to the peak power, it will then transfer over and it will start powering up your house. And it will stay running automatically until the power comes back from utility line, and then the generator gets that signal saying, hey, there's power coming from utility. And then it will transfer over, and then the generator will shut down automatically. It's that easy. It's that amazing of a unit. It's all automated. Everything is automatic. And of course, one of the best parts of these standby generators is, guess what? They got apps for those too. So most of our customers, not most of them, but a lot of them are snowbirds. A lot of them are in and out of the state a lot. They fly out a lot. They're busy. They're business owners. And the last thing that they want to do is have to worry about, hey, if my house goes down, I want to make sure that I have a system where even if I'm gone for 2-3 months at a time, if I'm gone for the entire winter, I need something that's going to take care of my house the entire time that I'm gone. That's what Generac is here for. That's what we do here at Gen Solar, is we find out what's going to work best for you and we'll get you taken care of. So guys, we're coming to an end on our show. But remember, guys, when it comes to portable or the large home standby generators, it's very important to ask questions. Guys, ask a million questions, because once you put that money down and the generator is installed, especially for these standbys, you're not going to have good luck trying to get your money back, okay? So always make sure that you're asking questions. Get your generator size up to what you need and what is appropriate for your house. Come visit us, 29 College Road, guys, for all your backup needs. Whether you need batteries, whether you need Tesla Powerwalls, Franklin batteries, whether you want to get an EcoFlow product, Generac generators, diesel, liquid propane, natural gas, solar panels, if you need installation, or you're just looking for parts. Guys, visit us at 29 College Road. Thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.